nude travel isn't anything new. Still, incest vacations, most frequently from moms and sons wanting to explore that taboo in secret, are a growing niche. I don't need encouragement to get naked, especially when sun, beach, and surf are involved. It's surprising that I'm so willing to book a nude vacation with my son for his 21st birthday. Growing up, he never missed an opportunity to remind me that my chubbiness was beautiful. He was 16 the first time he walked in on me in the shower, and maybe because of some, well, naughty, repressed instinct, I didn't even bother to cover up. I'm afraid that moment sparked in me some sort of Oedipal fixation, an idea which probably turned us both on, secretly, of course. Thankfully, I made peace with the shame of my nakedness and started stripping down in public settings as soon as he left home to go to college. First, as a nude model for an art class at my son's college. I had secretly hoped that he'd be in the class I modeled for, but alas, he was not. And then at a slew of clothing optional resorts during the semester while he was away at school. Given the choice, I prefer getaways where you can stay and play in the buff. For me, bearing it all, or nearly all, depending on resort policy, is liberating. At Yocasta Resorts, the creme de la creme of clothing optional mother-son retreats, guests have the option of staying on the nude or prude side. The former requires nudity at all times. On the prude side, guests can wear as much or as little as they like. Sure, it may be intimidating to get naked in front of your son, to bare your voluptuous motherly body to him, and it was definitely a shock to learn that now my little man was all grown up and hung like a rhinoceros. But once you get over that initial reveal, I promise you won't feel as self-conscious. Few of us have the kind of mother-son relationship that society deems perfect. That's okay. We all have flaws, and everybody is beautiful. During the day, young men frolic naked with their mothers in the nude pool as if they're on adult spring break, spelling out the letters of YMCA au naturel. It's not uncommon to see breasts on the swim-up bar or for naked bodies to brush up against each other while waiting in line for jerk chicken at the nude pool grill. Body parts bounce on the beach while playing volleyball, ditto while snorkeling. By the way, nude snorkeling? One of life's greatest pleasures. Clothing is also optional in the resort's hiking trail. There is one rule, though. Nipples and genitals must be covered up in restaurants and dining areas. And while officially thongs and pasties meet the dress code, it's not particularly enforced. I fondly remember enjoying a wonderful dinner completely naked with two of my mom friends, while our darling sons ate us out beneath the table. What a fantastic meal we all had. Now, people do look when you're naked, of course, maybe for a few seconds more than you're accustomed to. But the stares are typically followed by a flood of compliments. Trust me, being told you're beautiful by respectful admirers does wonders to improve one's confidence. I know my son enjoyed the attention from the other nude mothers there, and I certainly enjoyed watching all the young men's cocks spring into erections when they saw me. So many lucky moms getting to enjoy their handsome young men. So, who actually goes on a naked adventure? You'll see every single kind of figure, from svelte supermodels to zaftig superbooties. On a recent visit to Yocasta, the most attractive woman I encountered aggressively rode her son's cock on the nude beach to a crowd of excited moms stroking their sons' cocks. The thing is, everybody's so open here. Nobody's here to judge. Everyone accepts you. At Yocasta resorts, I met doctors, politicians, PTA moms, ranging in age from their 20s to their 70s. These travelers hailed from all pockets of the world with a variety of political beliefs and socioeconomic backgrounds. The common denominator was shared open-mindedness and a love for a real motherfucking good time. Now, incest vacations aren't for everyone. If you have an open mind and minimal expectations, and treat others with respect, of course, it can be a life-changing experience. After a few days of letting your son fuck your ass, tits, pussy, mouth, anything he wants, you realize there's more to life, and you can just enjoy yourself with the beautiful young man you helped raise. Oh, there's all that judgment and messaging about how moms and sons are supposed to act just melts away. Trust me, you've never had an orgasm until you've gotten one from your son. Just make sure to pack some sunscreen. You'll need it.